Hey, it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the latest episode of Fluent English Now, we talked about checking for comprehension or understanding. Today, we are having the opportunity to meet with a pretty simple yet generally applied strategy. A strategy that is commonly used throughout the language classrooms in the world. Introducing asking for assistance. When you're asking for help, you're asking a question, most often about an unknown word or expression. This can occur to most of us, regardless of the level of language proficiency. However, I would like to point out here that this can still occur more frequently to beginner level learners of the language than to the more advanced level folks. So, the most basic scenario of asking for assistance is as follows. You meet with a word or expression that you don't know or understand, and it might be crucial in understanding the text you are reading or listening to, like in your favorite song or game or during a conversation. So, you turn to someone, like your language teacher, a reliable and knowledgeable friend, and ask them questions like, "What does this mean? I can't understand this. What does this mean? Could you help me with this word or expression, please?" This is usually done in connection with a word or a phrase. However, it may occur to you that you don't know how to express said word or expression in English. In such cases, you can ask the following questions. How do you say, here you insert the word you need to use, in English? If you want to be more polite, you can add the word please at the end of the sentence. Or try using, how can I say, this and that in English. It's not so difficult, right? Now, let's put the theory into practice. How can you ask for help when you meet such expressions like this? Happy times. Terrible life. Splendid view. Unbearable pain. Environmental protection. Sedentary lifestyle. Let's recap. In today's episode, we took a look at asking for assistance. With this technique, you can ask someone with the right knowledge of the language to help you out with said issue. Whether it's something you don't know how to say in English, or just not being sure about how to say it, you can use this strategy freely. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. If you did, please feel free to send me a donation using my email address, leslie.carpati@icloud.com through TransferWise. Every single drop of your virtual money helps to keep the show running. Until next time, keep speaking English.